email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the 2024 Paris Olympics may seem like a while away, but for our next guest, the preparations have already begun. I'm joined now by one of Ireland's top weightlifters, Tammy Noyan. Good Hi. Afternoon, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Great to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. So we've loads to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First of all, I want to talk about your surname, which is Vietnamese.
Yes.
Noyan.
Nguyen.
Noyan, yeah. Now, we spoke about this name before.
Yes.
Because it's the most popular surname in Vietnam.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Like, nearly 40% of the people in Vietnam are Noyans.
Yeah. I don't know why, though. It's just a really popular name. It's like over in Ireland, like Patrick or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I think something to do with Vietnamese emperors in the past. So everybody used to take the emperor's name to get in, you know, to... So
oh, really?
Like them.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Oh, did not know that.
But you left Vietnam when you were just a child.
Yes, of course. Yes,
I did. What age were you?
I left when I was about, I think, 6, turning 7.
Right.
I arrived to Ireland when I was, in 2003.
Okay.
I came over here.
And what age are you now?
Oh, I'm 26. I had to think about that there.
And who did you come over with?
I came over with my dad.
Right.
Yes.
And the rest of the family stayed behind, did they?
Yes. So my dad and myself came over here to Ireland first. And then my brother and my mom stayed over in Vietnam. And they followed us over, I think, about 2 years after.
Right.
Yeah.
And why Ireland?
To be honest, I don't really know why. My dad just decided, so we just had to follow. That was it. I don't really know, like, why specifically this country.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're 6 or 7, and you're coming to a completely different country.
Yes, it was very daunting at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. The only time I remember stepping into the airport, and I'm like, why is everyone's nose so big? I'm so sorry to say that, but I was like, and why is Aaron so, like, white? Because I'm so Asian and our nose are flat.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously the skin colour is different, so I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah.
All I knew was, coming down the airport, I'm like...
Big-nosed white people.
Yeah. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
No, yeah. Definitely fine. It's a fact.
That's the only thing I remembered was coming down the airport. I'm like, and then everyone's so tall.
Yes.
So tall. And I'm so small.
What height are you?
4'10" about.
Right.
Yeah. So I was told I'm a midget.
No, you're not, are you?
Yeah. If you're under 5 foot.
Challenged, I think, is what they say now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
If you're under 5 foot, then you're counted as a midget.
Right. Vertically challenged.
Yeah.
They don't use the midget word anymore, I think.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you land here with your dad, and your mum and your brother are still back in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So how long were you here with your dad on your own?
It was about 2 years, I think so. About 2 years before my mum came over, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. That must have been a tough time for you.
It is very tough, and it's probably a very touchy subject, but I think I'm kind of over that part now. But yeah, it was a really, really tough time for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how was your English?
Oh, I didn't have any English.
Right.
Yeah, like it was obviously coming to a new country, new language, obviously a new culture. Didn't know anything. So I had to learn everything from
scratch.
Beginning, like from scratch. Yeah,
So you were in a primary school with no English?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Well, so far I remember I didn't have a lot of friends because they were like, who's this girl? Back then, like a multicultural thing is not really a big thing back then.
Yeah.
Now it is, and they're kind of it's more important now, but back then not really. And I didn't really make any friends back then, and I was kind of mostly kind of by myself or sometimes with somebody who was from another country.
Ireland has changed so much in those 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has changed.
For the better.
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were delighted to see your mum when she arrived.
Of course, absolutely. When my mum arrived then, what we spoke about earlier on, everything just felt back to normal.
Yeah. What do your parents do?
My parents owns a Chinese called Clare Hall Chinese in Clare Hall.
Yes.
So they opened that back in 2012.
Right.
And they have been working since there every day. Yeah.
Now, the weightlifting.
Yes.
If you were in a lineup of people, you probably wouldn't pick you out as a weightlifter.
Do you not think so?
No.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was standing outside and I was speaking to Joe. And he's like the manager for the orchestra.
The orchestra, yeah, yeah. Tall Joe.
Yeah, and he was like, "Who are you?" I'm like, and I had my foot on the barbell.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Is that a barbell or is like a footstool?" And I was like, "Oh no, sorry, this is a barbell." And he was like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "I do weightlifting." He's like, "What? Show me." So I was doing weightlifting.
For Joe, yeah. The manager of the orchestra, yeah. Right? There you go.
yeah, correct. So funny, so random.
yeah. So how did you get into it?
So I started doing, going to the gym a slight little bit. And what did I do? Yeah, I was going to the gym when I was like 15 and I was having an interest in sports. And then I seen this girl on Instagram and she was just like so jacked, like she was just ripped.
So which?
Jacked. As jacked. If, like, ripped, like, right. Really, like,
muscly.
Yeah. So ripped, I, right. Yeah, okay. Built.
Yeah, built. Okay, these and are all new words of me. Yeah. Jacked. You look so jacked. Right. Okay. Fine.
Sorry, but
no. It's good. It's all
and
good.
Then I texted her and I asked her what she do, and she said she did CrossFit.
Right.
And then I joined a CrossFit gym. So they kind of about the first week I joined a CrossFit gym, they said to me like, you're really good at Olympic weightlifting. I'm like, hey, what's that? Like, you know, like, hey, what's this? And then he said, you should do like a weightlifting competition further down the line. And I just said, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, same thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then I just did my first competition. And that's how it came about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it ever since. That's 10 years you're into it now, aren't
you? Yes. Yeah, so I competed for a couple of years, about two years. And then I took a massive gap.
Your children.
Yes, and yeah.
Two
yeah.
children.
Yeah. And but I was still training in between, yeah. So I came back now to do proper, like, compete.
Okay, and your impetus, your reason to get back into it was your brother, your little brother.
Impetus,
the reason. You know,
oh,
the reason.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
So you were sitting down watching the telly.
Yes, correct.
Right, which Olympics was it?
It was Tokyo.
Right.
So one of my ever goals is to qualify for the Olympics with my brother.
Right.
And I've set that back in an article in 2015. And obviously I went and pursued into business and had kids and he went and pursued into his dreams. So he walked out of the opening ceremony and I had a baby in my hand.
Right.
And I says, oh, I don't like this feeling.
What's his sport?
He does badminton.
Nat?
Yes. Nat.
What
is
age
his
is
name.
He?
He is 22.
So he represented Ireland at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That was his first Olympic and he has a couple more to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you would like to be walking out with him in Paris next
My goal
year.
Is to walk out of that opening ceremony with my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of the best weightlifters in the country, but the standard, you say, this is your words, not mine, isn't very high in this country for weightlifters. We're not known as a weightlifting country.
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So, like, weightlifting is, to Sport Ireland, weightlifting is known as an underdevelopment sport, but I don't believe it is now. Because there are so many other athletes and they, like, even people training, like, the membership and everything like that has gone up in weightlifting.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's not the standards in Ireland here. Like, people have reached that standard now.
Okay.
So we can.
So there's, like, growing interest in
it. Yes, correct.
A lot more people going to gyms.
Exactly.
A lot more people lifting heavy weights. Correct. So.
And social media as well is very big right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this may not mean anything to our listeners, but I suppose the best way to impress upon them how good you are is you lift twice your weight.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I did.
What's that? What is that? In
I lifted 98 kilos in the clean and jerk.
Right.
And 75 snatch. So you don't even know what that is, don't you? Not? No.
I think I do. The snatch is where you snatch it off the ground.
Yeah. is that,
yeah.
So
and then the clean and jerk is where you have it on your resting on your shoulders and you push it up.
Yes, correct.
See, you see,
correct.
Yeah,
you know briefly about it, which is good.
More than
most
people.
Yes,
I was paying attention when the Olympics were on. It's a fascinating sport to watch.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's very, like, explosive. It's fast.
Yeah.
You need a lot of strength and overall, like, strength, power. And it's just you and the bar.
Yeah. And which time do you put into it?
At the moment, right now, well, I'm going training after this. So today I've put in about 4 hours, 5 hours.
What?
2 in the morning. And then I went home, I rest, I ate, had a meeting, and then in here, and then going back to training after
this. So 4 or 5 hours a day?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And is that all just lifting, or is there, do you do other things?
No. Like, people think when you're doing Olympic weightlifting, it's just lifting weights. No, it's got to do with rehab. It's got to do with, like, accessories, bodybuilding, and just a lot more, like, specific exercises. Not like, obviously, you do Olympic weightlifting as 2 exercises, but you don't do that every single day.
No. It'd be boring as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. There's, like, going to be plyometrics inside as well. And sometimes it's conditioning, which is, people think, like, what? You do conditioning? Yeah, I do conditioning as well.
So what's that?
Condition is like an overall general fitness.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like burpees on the bike or something like that.
Press ups, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Do you go to the gym?
Do I go? No.
No. Okay. Sorry about that.
No, I do a bit at home.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Nice chest. Sorry. Do you know what? Nice chest.
Yeah, well, Thank you. That set me up for the day.
Yeah, that's good. Nice compliments.
Yeah, with the over 55 park and bays me behind. Yeah. So then now, where was I?
Sorry about that. I'm going completely off topic there now. Am I okay?
I was just joking there.
Yeah.
So you're married and you met your husband doing
CrossFit.
Yes. So he runs a gym.
Yes,
you mentioned
Mark.
That you have your own business as well.
Yes, correct.
Eyelashes.
Yeah, yes. Wow, random business, isn't it? Yes, yeah, so I was actually doing eyelashes to fund myself to go compete for Ireland.
That's how
it started off. And then I seen an opportunity in business, which is doing the eyelashes. You see these?
I see them, yeah. Yes. I know what eyelashes are, yes. Yeah.
And then I just said to myself, like, look, I'm going to pursue into business.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm not getting paid for doing weightlifting, so I'm going to
support yourself.
Reality.
And you have brought a trainer over from Malaysia.
Yes, correct. Faisal. I call him Coach. I feel really awkward calling him
Faisal. Baharam. He was in the Olympics himself,
yes,
was he?
Yes, he was in Athens 2004 and he's a Commonwealth gold medalist and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's your coach?
Yes, he's my coach, yeah.
Okay.
And he's living over here at the moment right now.
So what happens in the coming months now? Because usually for various sports you have to qualify, don't you? So
yeah, of course.
Do you have to lift a certain weight or do you have to win a certain competition?
So basically how the qualification work is top 10 in the Olympic rankings gets to compete in the Olympics.
Right.
And then the route B is the first person through continental gets to obviously go to Olympics as well. So I'm still like fighting my way in that top 10.
So you won bronze in Europe?
Yeah, I won bronze in the European Championships. That's only a little goal towards the next step.
Okay.
So I lifted 75 and 98, but in order for me to probably get to the Olympic standards, I need to lift about 80 and 82 and above 100, maybe 103.
And do you think
you don't even understand?
I do know. Well, I know that you have to go a good bit more than you have done already.
Put this way, I need a 10 kilo increase in my tone.
Improvement. That's you see.
That's all. Sorry.
So are you going in that direction? Obviously.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Yes. The numbers I paid at Euros there was just a normal training weekend for me. I do that like obviously on a daily basis.
So I'm intrigued. You know when people get PBs at the Olympics.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by that because I'm wondering, why didn't they try to lift that weight in training? Would that not make more sense?
So with PBs, like a personal best, it doesn't just come like, oh, I'm going to PB today. You don't know. Obviously, you have to peak towards that weight. You can't just go in and lift 100% straight away. You have to start increasing, peaking towards that PB. And you obviously have to build, like get stronger, build better. And towards the Olympic rankings and the Olympic standards, a PB is very hard to get. And obviously, when you're lifting a PB there, you need the full number one atmosphere.
Of course.
The adrenaline.
Yes, yes, yes. All of that contributes to it. Yes, yes.
Yes.
The extra.
Like you, yeah.
And speaking of, this is important because a lot more talk about women in sport now.
Yes.
And there was front page of the Irish Times a few weeks ago where they were introducing darker shorts because of
darker
women.
Darker shorts?
Yeah.
What?
Because women are having periods and if they have light shorts.
Oh,
you see,
right. Okay.
Which, you know where I'm going here.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. It's very strange to talk to a man about this, but okay, I will talk.
I have five sisters.
Oh, right.
I'm married
okay.
to a woman. I have a daughter. I've
you know the stuff. Yeah. You
well,
know.
Well,
yeah. Okay. Yes, but really, they spoke about that.
Yes, they spoke about that. Yeah.
That's actually very true. You know that I only kind of wear really dark, dark kind of leggings and shorts because if I ever pee myself or.
Yes.
Things like that just happen.
And of course, when you have children. Yeah.
Yes. That's, obviously you don't have kids. Like, oh no, you do have kids.
I do have kids, but I haven't given birth.
Yes. But other like mothers will relate to me and they will understand what I'm talking
Your
about.
Your pelvic floor.
Yes. So when I first had kids, like I didn't know what a pelvic floor was. I was never actually told what a pelvic floor is. Like, to me, like pelvic floor, I thought was something off the ground, like to jump or something like that. I didn't know what a pelvic floor was. I remember a nurse telling me, like, you make sure you do your pelvic floor exercise. I was like, what the hell is that? But, you know, that was information for me that was told by our nurse. But it should be actually given information to you, obviously, before you have kids. Now, I never went to the classes, so that's probably why I didn't know.
Yeah.
But
the prenatals.
Yeah, I never went to that. But it should be like more online on social media right now for other people, and especially with the afterbirth as well.
Yes. So it's a consideration with you when you're weightlifting.
Yes.
Your pelvic
of course.
Floor.
Yes.
You have to consider that. Yes.
Yeah. And this is where Emily will speak about to me about, remember, competing. You're probably going to ask me that question now. Is it about the nappy part?
Yeah. I'm fascinated by it.
What? Really?
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that people would know about.
Yeah,
I think it's important.
Do you know, like, it's a topic that I was really embarrassed to talk about. Like, when you spoke about periods there, I'm like, oh, geez, you know, I'm talking to a man about it and it's not my husband. But, like,
and
it
do you feel uncomfortable about it? Are you okay?
Not
with
now.
No, okay,
I'm very comfortable now. But at the start, so I was like, oh, gosh. Wait, what are we talking about again?
We're talking about nappies.
Okay, nappies. about nappies. Like, I wear a nappy now when I compete.
Right.
I was very embarrassed about that at the start because, I was laughed at the start. But, you know what? I don't really care.
Yeah.
It helps me at the end of the day in my
competition. And you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I don't pee myself on social media and it's not being recorded and it's not being put on YouTube.
Yes, yeah.
Because like you don't want a video of you to pee yourself.
No, you don't want that on.
Don't you not?
No, you don't at all.
Of course, yeah.
So what age are your children?
Lily is 4 and baby Mark is 2.
Right. And does Lily know what you do? She knows about the weightlifting?
Not really. No. They know I go do up down.
Up down.
That's it. They do up. I'm like, mommy, go do up down now. And they're like, okay, see you later. And that is all. But I tell them I'm going to work.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So how hopeful are you now of qualifying for Olympics 2024 in Paris?
There is still a 10 kilo for me to go.
Okay.
So a 5 kilo in the snatch and a 5 kilo in the clean and jerk. I believe I already have that 10 kilo already. I just need to make it happen. If I believe in it, then I'm pretty sure that I'm confident in it. I am close. Let's say I'm probably the first person to be, you know, the closest ever in weightlifting. But, you know, I have hope and that's all that matters to me.
I don't expect you to know the answer. Final question. Have we ever qualified in weightlifting before?
Never.
Never.
I'm probably the closest.
Okay, right,
ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I really enjoyed that chat.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, and we wish you well.
Thank you
so
much. Yeah,
I know you have to go off and do more up-downs, so we let you go. And we'll talk to you again before next year.
Thank you.
And wish Nat all our best wishes as well.
Of course, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tammy. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.